the program we launched this year, and it's for those with complex needs, such as physical and intellectual disabilities. And it's a program that allows them to participate and be in theater production. So we are very excited for our show tomorrow evening.
All right. It's called the Imagine Talent Show, the extraordinary people of the Roxy Star Company. Tell us a bit more about it there, Lacey.
So we've been getting together since late March, one night a week, and we've been playing drama games and having a lot of fun. And we decided to, instead of bringing a script to them, we wanted them to write the script. So they decided what they wanted to perform. So we have lots of singers, dancers, we have a rhythmic gymnastics routine, and we also have some actors who decided, some decided to do monologues from movies, and we have another two that wrote their own scenes. So lots of different talent to share.
This sounds fascinating. How many stars in the Roxy Star Theater program?
17. I can't include myself. So 17 cast, and they are fabulous, and they are so excited to perform for an audience.
All right. So have you ever taken anything on like this before, Lacey?
I've done, so I do the youth programming at the Roxy, and years ago with the Reach Center, we put on something similar, and I just knew there was definitely an area that we needed to reach, and we needed this program, and they are having so much fun, and it just shows, you know, we talk about theater being inclusive all the time, and it really isn't, because we don't have these opportunities. So I'm so thankful and so happy. Ontario Trillium Foundation gave us an amazing grant that allows us to do this program, so I'm very thrilled.
All right, Lacey, I'm going to throw this at you. Here comes the fastball, Lacey.
Okay.
Who's easier to deal with, the youth, the Roxy Stars, or adults?
Well, that depends who's listening. But I'm going to say probably the Roxy Star, because they are so enthusiastic. They are so happy. They are so grateful. It really teaches me and my helper, you know, to be kind, to be loving, and to be excited about every little thing. So I'm going to give it to them on this one.
All right. Well done, Lacey. So tickets are only $15, and I went online to see, and you've got some respectable ticket sales already, but there's good tickets still to be had at roxytheater.ca, right, and at the box office?
Absolutely, yep. So you can get them online, or you can call or visit the box office, and they will help you out.
And your showtime is?
7:30 p.m. tomorrow.
And does anybody have stage fright in the group?
They don't. If they do, they're not letting on.
Right. Well,
I think once they get some audience in there, there'll be a little bit of nerves.
Sure,
but they'll be great.
Sure, there is even with the regular OSLT players. That's for sure. I mean, you're supposed to be a little bit nervous. You would know that yourself, a veteran of the stage that you are. And I can't let the moment pass, Lacey, without congratulating you and the cast and crew of Beauty and the Beast for winning the Best Production Award for the Western Ontario Drama League.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was such an excellent production, and that award is so well deserved by all of you, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.